enjoyed that. It's I'll admit it, from a radio standpoint, it's difficult to have four people going at once. And, you know, when we had, like, during the Minnesota legislative elections last fall, we had Kent Eakin and Phil Hansen in just going one-on-one, and that makes for a better debate, but it's hard when you have four people. But I thought, if you're a citizen of Moorhead, each of them got a chance to answer all kinds of questions. You can pick up on where they're coming from. You can pick up on what their priorities are. And I hope that it was a public service to the citizens of Moorhead. I do hope that. Yeah, you all know that I live on that side of the river, and I live in Oakport Township. And I'm going to be honest with you. There are people in Oakport Township who are thinking right now of sending a little piece of paper around and saying, can we get out of this? Because the city of Moorhead, as far as they can tell, ain't been doing much when it comes to preparing Oakport Township for annexation in 2015. So that's why I asked that question. I thought it got a pretty good response. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director, pops his head into the KFGO studio for the four-pack. Hello. Oh, don't have those glasses again.
What? These are my four-pack glasses now.
Now you have four-pack glasses.
I have newscast glasses. These are newscast glasses over here, and these are the four-pack glasses. I understand my glasses, like other things in this building of late, have gone viral.
Yes, they.
Guess what day it is?
Oh, no.
Huh? Anybody? Mike,
no.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Mike.
That camel now is at the start of movies. Did you know that? Emma and I went to a movie the other day, and they have the camel. When it's time to put away your cell phone, the camel comes in and goes, hey, guess what day it is? Oh. Guess what time it is? It's movie time. Put away those cell phones. Movies, yeah. And he does that. Yeah.
So, really?
Yeah, it's really entertaining.
I'll have to get out more.
Those glasses went viral. You're right.
Hey, they did.
They're pink and pretty. Hey. Very nice. Let's do the four-pack. Top four talk show talkers of the day. And by the way, somebody on Facebook went, what? Is this like pick on Paul Juergens Day or what?
Really?
Yeah.
Because
I posted a picture of you the day before with your...
What did I have on the
day? Your jacket from 1985.
My KFGO jacket. Rainbow jacket. Had my name over here. The right says Paul.
Yeah. Which is your name, so I'm glad it didn't say Fred.
We'd get him confused because everybody had him.
Top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Remember this sound, Jergy? Remember this sound, Pinto Ketchup? Remember this sound, Jergy? Pick up the pen off the floor.
I remember it well.
Ready? Are you ready?
Remember
this sound... Paul Juergens,
ladies and gentlemen, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
Look at the four-pack. Get that sound out of there. That's fine. Play that sound.
Star of the new Price is Right, Bob Barker.
Oh, that sound.
That sound.
Oh, I remember it well.
Did you ever watch the show?
I watched Price is Right. Price is Right. A lot, yes, when I was in college.
Well, here he is.
Welcome to the new Price is Right, and let me assure you, fans of the old Price is Right, that this is your favorite game, still based on the pricing of merchandise, with wonderful awards for smart shoppers. We call it the new Price is Right, because we have some exciting new games that you will enjoy right there at home with our studio audience, and we're going to get that first game going right now. Here's the first item up for bids on the new Price is Right. It's a fur coat!
Oh. That's why I had to go that far into that bit. It's a fur coat. Oh.
I haven't watched Price is Right since Mr. Barker left.
Bob Barker's returning to the Price is Right. That's why we are doing this bit. Bob Barker will return to his old stomping grounds as host of the Price is Right. CBS has announced it will be honoring Barker on the Price is Right with a week of shows from December 9th to December 13th. Hmm. Each day... will feature a day of pet adoptions, a cause near and dear to Bob's heart.
When did he retire? About 5-6 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
2007. 35 years he was spinning the wheel, the big wheel. And Drew Carey has taken over the show, right?
Yes. I haven't watched
The
Price is Right since probably 1979 or so.
And he got in a little trouble, didn't he? With
He has a little trouble with female employees of The Price is Right,
yes. Yeah, so that was kind of it. But he's coming back, and I think it's kind of a nice little tribute to his 90th birthday.
December 12th is his 90th birthday. So you think he's going to make a run at one of the girls on The Price is Right on his 90th birthday, baby? What's shaking?
I don't think so.
Come back and spin my wheel?
I don't think so. But that's a nice tribute to Bob Barker. He's a Nice fella, right?
Yeah. Apparently sexually harasses women on his show. And whatever, cares about animals and harasses women. How good of a guy can he be?
Everybody makes mistakes now and then.
I suppose, but I think he was a serial harasser.
In this day and age, you probably need to be a little bit more careful.
He was a host for 35 years. I'm guessing it went on for like 34 and a half of them. Number three on our program today, Jurgen, the four-pack. Today is the 75th anniversary of a very important event in radio history. This is what it is. Now play that sound, Pinto.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News, Toronto, Canada. Professor Morse of Macmillan University reports observing a total of three explosions on the planet Mars between the hours of 7:45 p.m. and 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You need to do this voice.
This confirms earlier reports received from American observatories. Now, nearer home, comes a special bulletin from Trenton, New Jersey. It is reported that at 8:50 p.m., a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grover's Mill, New Jersey, 22 miles from Trenton. The flash in the sky was visible within a radius of several hundred miles, and the noise of the impact was heard as far north as Elizabeth. We have dispatched a special mobile
unit.
Just
by Fergus, right?
And we'll have our
Trenton?
Commentator, Carl Phillips, give you
Carl
a word
Phillips.
Of the scene as soon as he can reach there from Princeton.
You know what that is from, Jerry?
War of the Worlds.
That is correct. War of the Worlds, 75 years ago today.
People thought it was the real deal. You know, today people wouldn't think that, but it...
People would never be fooled today by a phony radio bit.
No, I...
That would never happen today, would it?
No, I mean, but that, you know, back then...
The media certainly wouldn't be fooled by it.
Back then, people thought it was the real deal, and it scared the out of them.
The bejesus?
Yeah, well... your word's not mine. You know,
is that a bad word, FCC guy?
It had a big impact at that time. Today, I think... A bit like that, people would say, oh, it's theater.
Now, there are some who say that it didn't have as big an impact as we have been led to believe.
Really?
And there are some who believe that the dastardly newspaper industry blew it all out of proportion back in 1938 because they wanted to discredit
this
newer medium of radio. They wanted to say, look, you can't trust radio because they're doing these... War of the Worlds things are scaring the bejesus out of people. So there are those who believe that.
Well, maybe there's some of that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Radio's still here?
It is still here. It's still profitable, too, from what I understand.
Is that right?
It is, yeah.
You've seen the spreadsheets?
No, but I've been told. Okay. Sources have told me.
If you want, late at night, what's that show we carry?
Oh, George Norrie?
Yeah, well, he's not on it anymore.
He's not?
No.
Oh, George.
Apparently, I haven't listened for a few years. It's Coast to Coast.
Oh, Coast to Coast. There you go.
And that, you know, they don't quite do that, but they do talk about things that go bump in the night. Things that go bump in the night. Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. If you're driving.
It?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm a late night radio guy. I kind of flip
are.
Up and down the dial. I'll listen to stations around the country. You get that skip on AM, and so you can listen
skip.
To... stations all over. And so I find it interesting. I don't put, you know, Bigfoot sightings and that type of thing. I don't put a lot of credence into it. But
I remember falling asleep years ago in Alexandria, Minnesota, I think on 1500 KSTP out of the Twin Cities, late at night. They used to play like a Salvation Army radio play.
Okay.
And it would be, you know, a story that goes along for an hour or so. And of course, the ending was always a very, you know, positive. Somebody finds salvation with the Salvation Army. But that was my first experience with listening to radio theater. And it was actually pretty good. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. It still goes on in public radio.
Theater of the Mind.
That Keeler guy.
Oh, him?
Well, he does that on Saturdays.
I guess he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Number two.
You're fishing, golfing.
Whatever. Garrison's a... He was known as Gary Keeler in high school.
He was not.
He was, too. That's what people from Anoka always... They go, that guy? He's like Garrison, Gary, that guy? Okay.
Gary Keeler?
Yeah. Kind of like Barry Obama. Now he's Barack because he's president. Gary is now Garrison because he's rich and famous.
The Michael McFeely show.
No. Dateline Canberra, Australia. Australia's highest court on Wednesday denied workers' compensation to a bureaucrat who was injured while having sex in her hotel room on a business trip in a final decision reversing lower court rulings. Here's the deal. This woman was on a business trip, Jurgie.
I was just recently on a business trip.
Well, good for you. This woman brought a man back to her hotel room.
I wasn't injured, fortunately.
But apparently you're having some
activity,
huh?
No, it's not.
You didn't hurt yourself?
I just said I was
give us the details
on a recent
here.
Business trip.
Did you have those pink glasses on?
I had New York City. You know, I went out to get that award on behalf of the news team.
There so she
no incident.
She brought a guy back to her hotel. In the course of intimacy, a chandelier fell off the ceiling in her hotel room and landed on her face, injuring her nose and jaw.
Ruckus going on or something? Or
apparently it was.
A chandelier.
It was a very active situation.
Must have been a swanky joint.
Must have been, or a really scuzzy joint, one or the other. Something falls off the ceiling while there's some action going on in the room. She sued. She said, I'm on a business trip. Therefore, since I'm injured on my business trip, I should get workman's compensation.
Okay. She has a point.
Her employer, or actually the federal government said that covers workman's comp in Australia, said, we don't think so. This wasn't work. This was pleasure on the business trip. It shouldn't be covered.
Oh, she was mixing business and pleasure.
Yes, she was, and apparently some other things as well. But a lower court said, yeah, pay her. I mean, she was injured on a business trip. The Supreme Court of Australia said, sorry, darling.
What's a kangaroo court?
Very good. I disagree. I think she's on a business trip. By
what
God,
what kind of money did she want?
Let me see.
Look at the file. Court file.
Look at the court file.
There's photos in there. Anything or evidence? Is chandelier called to testify?
No, it doesn't say.
The tribunal,
the kangaroo court, as it were. Found that sex was, quote, not an ordinary incident of an overnight business trip, such as showering, sleeping, and eating. So apparently
she would have been hurt in the shower?
Oh, she should have said that. We're in the shower, and the next thing I know, my nose is broken because the chandelier. Oh, it would have been fantastic. So don't be doing that. Did you already ding me?
Nope.
Ding me.
There we go. He's done. You're done.
She's done, too. What? Number one.
Look at this one. Just came in.
Dateline, Kennebunkport, Maine. My main man, faces drunken driving charges after allegedly using his riding lawnmower to make a beer run. Is it George Bush? Was it one of the Bush family?
No.
Aren't they from Kennebunkport?
That's terrible. Well, they have the candidate. They're up that way. You know, when I was on my business trip here a couple of weeks ago, I went by on I-95, I think, interstate. We were on our Leaf tour. And
I thought you were on the train.
Well, we were on the train, we were in a bus, we were in train, planes, automobiles, the whole thing.
Yeah.
About the only thing we didn't travel on was a Segway scooter. But we went by the exit for Kennebunk and Kennebunkport.
Really?
And I didn't realize that they were, I thought that they were the same, but they're not. They're little communities next to each other, I believe.
I'm guessing Kennebunkport is directly on the coast.
I'm going to guess
and
maybe.
And Kennebunk.
But I thought that Kennebunk was what people that lived in Kennebunkport. It just called it Kennebunk. I didn't know they were
like
separate.
Some slang.
Yeah, you know.
Yo, George, what you doing? I'm going up to Kennebunk. All right, Barbara. Let's go up to Kennebunk.
I didn't know they were separate communities. I really didn't.
Police say convenience store employees turned away 51-year-old Tony Calder, neighbor of George and Babs, when he came to the store earlier this month because they thought he was drunk. Officials tell a TV station that employees followed the Kennebunk man outside to make sure he wasn't getting into a car and called. They called the cops on him when he got on his lawnmower and rode away.
He was drunk.
He was riding a lawnmower.
It's a motorized vehicle.
Would you turn somebody
we've had
in?
This,
would you
we have had this discussion with the fella up in northeastern Minnesota who had the motorized lazy boy.
Yeah.
He got
Barco Lounger. I think that was a brand name.
I don't know what it was.
Don't impugn the lazy
chair.
Boy name.
It was a chair. It was a motorized chair.
There you go.
And he got tagged, didn't he? Did they finally get that thrown out of court? But
I don't think so.
We got
a
couple of good days out of it.
We sure did.
I would have offered the fella a ride home.
Maybe he's a jerk.
Well, it doesn't matter. If he's on a lawnmower and a motor vehicle. I just did this the other night for a fella I ran into.
You rode a lawnmower for
a guy? No.
Oh, you gave a guy a ride home?
Right. He was going to call a cab at a local establishment, and I said, yeah, I didn't do that. He wanted to pay me for gas. I said, I'm going that way.
He said, sure. Here you go. Make it 40.
No. I was kind of going that way.
Okay.
And I said, he felt real bad about it. He did.
Why?
I felt good about giving him a ride home.
Okay. All right.
So I would have offered a ride, you know, park the mower, let's go. And I appreciate that if somebody would do that for you or Daniel or anybody in that position.
Okay. Thank you, Jurgi. Appreciate that. Paul Juergens, KFGO. Take your glasses. Here, I don't want them. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director, on the 4-Pack each and every weekday on the Mike McFeely Show.